Hello and welcome to this Vocalise podcast. I'm Toby Davey, Deputy Director for Vocalise, and in this podcast you'll hear an interview with partially sighted dancer Janie Hall. When I met up with Janie, I asked her what it was like performing on stage with dance companies such as Touchdown Dance and the London-based Amici Theatre Dance Company. And I began by asking Janie what made her want to study dance and whether she's been inspired by the work of other dancers.
I hung around in the local theatre with my dad, who was a musician. He was a percussionist. And I either used to sit in the pit with him or I would hang around backstage. And I just realised I loved the theatre, I loved dancing, and it just seemed like a kind of a normal thing to do, to be honest.
When you are performing as a dancer, when you're dancing on stage, what's it like performing? What are the sort of emotions that you go through when you're dancing?
When I'm on stage, it can be anything from completely nerve-wracking to exhilarating. I think for me as a performer, it sort of frees me to become whatever that piece is about. So whether I know that I've got to get from one side of the stage to another, or if I'm in a character role, then I become that person on stage. So it's almost like being incognito or being a show-off and being allowed to do that, which is quite nice.
Are there any choreographers or dancers that sort of inspired you and made you think, well, I want to be a dancer?
I suppose as a child, when I sat in the wings and I watched the dancers in the theatre, I kind of aspired and wanted to be like them. When I went through my training, I was quite influenced, I think, by Mark Morris and Mikhail Baryshnikov. And both of them have kind of combined different genres of dance. Mark Morris was influenced a lot by flamenco, by folk dance, but then he uses a lot of classical music, certainly in his early works, but then combines it with contemporary dance. And Baryshnikov has been the same. He's combined ballet with contemporary. So they're kind of big names that have influenced me. And then I think as you develop as a performer, you come across different individuals and you can be inspired by someone on a course you're with or someone that you've just danced with and they've made you move in a completely different way. So I think you gather inspiration throughout your career. And I think we need to, as performers, we need to keep searching that out or we become stale.
Did your studies in dance, did that go well? Were there, you know, was the difficulties along the way, or was it, you know, sort of quite an easy thing for you?
I think it was quite difficult, in all honesty. I was the first visually impaired dance student where I was studying, and it was a kind of a new concept for them, and they had to kind of learn strategies such as, if I was in class and the dance teacher was at the front, it was very hard for me to follow or copy what was going on, and it would be so quick, it'd be like 1, 2, 3 and left, turn round, up, down and on, 2, and I'd be standing there going, what, where? And there was another time that I had to explain to a teacher that I needed them to put on some coloured socks because I couldn't see the feet. The feet didn't contrast enough with the floor. We kind of bumbled our way through together, I think, that I kind of gave them pointers and they adapted, and we both learnt as we got along, I think.
I suppose it's that sort of thing. You know, you're there and, you know, you're wanting to learn, but you're also passing on techniques that, you know, that the teachers can use, you know, not only, you know, to teach somebody else who's blind or partially sighted, but to also put that into their teaching as well.
Yeah, I think having a student with any disability or any different way of learning really challenges a teacher, and the more experienced or exposed they become to that, then the better a teacher they'll become.
And you've performed with many companies over the years, people like Touchdown Dance, and there's two shows that sort of come to mind with them, Closer and Tact. What is Touchdown like as a company, and how is it performing with them?
Touchdown is a very unique company in that it is visually impaired performers and sighted performers working together. And the basis for a lot of the performance stems from the dance genre of contact improvisation. And that relies purely on touch as a cue to movement, as a cue to weight sharing, either moving together and then coming back to, you know, apart and together. So it's very unique. And the fact as well that you will have people with different dance experiences and different experience of having vision or no vision to work together to create a performance is a real challenge. But equally, out of that challenge, there comes some amazing moments.
I suppose it's, you know, it's interesting that there's a company that's, you know, it's not just blind and partially sighted dancers, it's sighted dancers as well. So you're both working together. And that must be a sort of, I suppose, an interesting way of working, because you're working with not just blind and partially sighted dancers, but you're working with sighted dancers. So there's obviously got to be lots of communication and you know, ways of working out how you approach a piece of work.
Mm. Working together with sighted dancers, a lot of it becomes quite practical of how would we get onto stage, how would we get across stage. And you have one blind dancer and another visually impaired dancer. How do we find each other in the space? It's sort of integrating those very practical issues into the choreography so that it becomes integral and organic and not just functional. I think I once carried somebody on stage, and then when we got to the point that we needed to stop, he tapped me on the back. Mm. So I knew where I was, and he might have turned me to face a certain place, but it wasn't a mechanical way. It was put into the choreography, so the audience member wouldn't have a clue. So it's that becomes a real skill to work it out together, and you might create a wonderful piece of choreography and then go, yeah, but how am I going to then find so-and-so? Within some of the Touchdown performances, we have actually used words. One of them was, we had a kind of a game going on that it was actually three men, and it was kind of, where are you? Mm. Where are you? I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. And it played with sound as well as movement on stage. We might never have explored that if it had been all sighted dancers in that moment.
I suppose from the process of working, you know, when you first get introduced to a piece of work and your first sort of initial sort of reaction and to it, and how the process works from rehearsal right through to actually performing it on stage, how does that sort of process work?
It takes a long time, because a lot of the process begins with just a rough idea or a concept. And it could be about exploring distance and space when you have sight or no sight. And then we would spend weeks just playing around with what is it like to be very close to someone, very far apart, how can we move together, how do we move as individuals. So we'd play with that for a couple of weeks. Then we would refine things, and some things work in certain spaces and some things don't. I think eventually, when we've got a piece, that might work great in one space, and then you tour it to another space and it doesn't work because it's a different kind of stage setting, or the seating arrangements interfere. It's kind of reinventing a lot of what we do in each venue. I know from the process that we have done in the past is that it can be 6 months, 8 months. We go away, we don't see each other for 2 months, and then we've got to come back and try and remember it. And one of the great things about dancers is that you somehow, your body retains a lot of the movement memory. So as soon as there's a musical cue, you think, oh yeah, this is the roly a bit bout bit, or this is the bit that I have to stand and reach, or this is the bit that I'm thankfully sitting out on.
if a blind or partially sighted person was thinking about, you know, going to maybe a dance class, or they were thinking of going to a performance or going to study dance and maybe actually take their first steps onto the dance floor, what would you say to them to encourage them to make those first steps?
I would say do it. It's biting the bullet and going for it. The first place you go to try a dance form, it might not be successful. You may not enjoy it because it's ballroom's not for you. Or you may suddenly want to do something like street dance or Zumba or ballet. So go and taste what might interest you. Equally, it's explaining to teachers what your needs are and have a really frank discussion about how you feel you want to be supported or taught in a class. My big thing as well is to go out and experience dance. So wherever possible, try to go and see audio described dance performances, preferably as well those that have got a workshop beforehand, because that can really inspire you and really engage you with what's going on the stage when you're actually there in an audio described performance. So it's taking the chance and always worthwhile to kind of get a friend to come along and kind of buddy you and be there to inspire you as well.
I suppose with TV shows like Strictly Come Dancing, Dancing on Ice, long-running West End shows like Billy Elliot, that the spotlight on dancers really sort of become bigger and dancers probably become a little bit cool. Do you think that with those shows that people have a better understanding of dance?
I think it's good. I think it's really brought dance back into the spotlight, and it's highlighted the fact that there are many genres of dance, and hopefully that only serves to inspire or encourage people to dabble or to go and try things. Dance is cool. I've always thought dance was cool, and if Strictly Ballroom and all the other West End musicals and other things that's on TV, if that just gets someone thinking, I fancy having a go at that, then by God, it's worth it. And it's good, not only just for health, but for people's creativity, and it lifts us all. So I would applaud it completely.
Thank you, Janie. And to find out more about Touchdown Dance, do visit their website at www.touchdowndance.co.uk. And for Amici Theatre Dance Company, do visit www.amicidance.org. And Amici is A-M-I-C-I. To find out more about vocalised audio described ballet and contemporary dance performances, do visit the What's On pages of our website at www.vocalise.co.uk/whatson. Vocalise is a charity funded by Arts Council England, and this podcast has been produced by Toby Davey.